Happy New Year! This holiday season, there's a lot to be hopeful, worried, and unsure about. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays. Today is Monday, January 3rd. Heading into the third year of the pandemic, holiday plans vary widely in the community. AECNE reports on the various methods of celebrating the new year in the Davis community.
Many Davis High students and their families celebrated at home or went on vacation this winter break. Senior Kiara Wu spent Christmas in Yosemite National Park with her parents and her sister.
I guess just to be in a different surrounding for Christmas, have a change of scenery. And I made snowmen for the first time in a while because it never snows in Davis and it snows in Yosemite. We also made snow angels and went hiking to the Lower Falls.
Wu spent time with her sister who goes to college.
My sister came back from UCLA to stay with us for Christmas winter break. Been fun.
Davis resident Stephanie Clifton, who has a daughter at DHS, also enjoyed the outdoors during winter break. She drove to Lake Tahoe with her family.
It was really beautiful up there because they had gotten a lot of snow, played a lot of games, and just family time, just good old family time.
Clifton and her family then traveled to San Diego to celebrate Christmas with her mother.
It rained on us the whole way down. Like literally the entire state was getting rain the day we left. So it was a very long drive to get down there. And then my mom, she likes to take care of us and cook a lot. So she was cooking and cooking and cooking. And for Christmas Eve, my family has a tradition of doing a fondue like the Swiss. We do cheese fondue and we do chocolate fondue.
Kiara Wu enjoys solving puzzles, so her family and friends gifted her multiple sets for Christmas.
I got a 500-piece puzzle, and a 1,000-piece puzzle, and a 3,000-piece puzzle. My dad got a gold coin because he always buys us presents every Christmas, and we don't know what to get him. So my mom just got him gold coin this year to make up for it, I guess.
Junior Yusuf Abdelner spent his time with his family, including seeing extended family members.
Earlier in the break, I was able to go out to like the bay and see some family from like my dad's side and say hi to all of them, which was nice.
Abdelner does not celebrate Christmas, so he mainly relaxed during winter break, catching up with his hobbies of video games and reading.
So I got a few books from the library because I wanted to get back into reading, something I haven't done in a while. Currently, I'm reading The End of Fun by Sean McGinty, if I'm saying that last name right. And I've also been reading A Man of the People by Chinua Achebe.
However, video games are taking up the majority of his time.
You know, being able to play video games, kind of just sit back, relax, a cup of hot cocoa, you know, while it's raining outside, if you can't go outside and just be able to play.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is an AECNE.
2021 undoubtedly was a notable year that consisted of some healing and other trauma. Maria Anderson interviewed 4 community members about what they are worried about and what they are excited about in the new year.
I'm Katie Lynn, and one thing I'm excited for in the new year is to be able to enjoy the new house that me and my family are going to be moving into pretty soon. And then one thing I'm nervous about in the new year is if the new year is worse than last year.
Hello, my name is Naoko Makeo, and I'm excited about more normal school activities next year. And 2 years ago, my students and I were planning to have a cultural event called Japan Day, and the school closed the day before. So this year, we are planning to have similar activity in mid-March, and I hope we will be able to travel more freely to anywhere in the world. So hopefully I can visit Japan and travel to many places.
My name is Matan Katz, and for this new year, I'm quite excited about the new role that I've just started. So I'm very, very excited to see how and where this is going to take me. At the same time, I'm very nervous about what's happening in the world with COVID, because it feels like as much progress as we see, at the same time, there are more and more uncertainties and variants that we are facing. So I just wonder how this is going to end.
My name is Charlotte Sloan, and something I'm looking forward to in the new year is the New Year celebrations. But something I'm a little bit nervous for in the new year is the new COVID variant and how that's going to affect everyone.
Now that it's winter, time is running out for high school seniors. Cole Whitcup talked to a group of Davis High students about beginning their last semester of high school.
Happy holidays and a warm welcome to all graduating seniors. Seniors took some time off to reflect on their favorite moments from high school. As always, many seniors are going to miss all the friends they've made along the way and the memories they've made with them. Most of all, we're going to miss the friendly faces in the halls and the memories we've made with them. Senior Kaylee Morales took some time to share some of her funniest memories from high school.
One of the funniest moments at DHS was sophomore year when Brian Cruz climbed the structure in the gym during Wee Ball.
Definitely a story for the books. I'm sure we're all going to be telling that one to our kids. Senior Nico Dwyer had some really insightful comments to share about what he's thankful for and what he's going to miss.
I'm going to miss most seeing everybody like this easy every day. It's like something that like you take for granted, but when everybody leaves, you understand that like Davis High is hella cool because everybody's here all the time.
Nico also commented on the senior pranks. We'll see if the senior pranks are pretty goofy this year. Hopefully the senior class gets creative because I'm looking forward to seeing what we'll come up with. For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Cole Whitcup.
Finally, the Omicron variant is staring us down, and even though we may want to, it's hard to ignore. Healthy Davis Together released information on December 22nd that there have been 42 recorded cases of the Omicron variant in Yolo County, detected by the UC Davis Genome Center. Currently, according to the Center of Disease Prevention, it is known that this strain is likely more contagious than the original virus, but has so far been less destructive to the lungs. According to the CDC, there is likely to be a rapid spread of the variant in the next few weeks. Also, the virus is estimated to be easily spreadable, even between vaccinated individuals. So far, vaccinated individuals who have been infected by the Omicron variant have been largely protected from hospitalization and death, but breakthrough cases are still prevalent. Colleges across the country have begun altering and tightening safety protocol, sometimes including reverting to online classes. Some schools are also requiring booster shots for students and staff. The fact remains that one of the biggest sources of fear surrounding this variant is how little scientists know at the moment. More information is always coming to the surface, and this is just what the CDC is estimating at the moment. All of the information regarding COVID-19 was found from NPR and on the CDC website. You can check out The Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHSHub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Daniel Ruiz Jimenez writes our theme music. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Jihan Moon. Stay safe, happy new year, and we will see you next time.